A bacher showed me an article this week in a popular Jewish magazine about a movement called Nia Hasidus. I'm not going to discuss that article, but the symptoms that brought about that so-called movement called Nia Hasidus, and how it could be applied to us. The article talks about a movement, not a movement, a certain rabbi in Five Towns started learning Chassidus Sfarim with his Balabatim. It doesn't become a movement. And the article doesn't exactly describe what Nia Hasidus is. I'm very confused. It starts off by saying Nia Hasidus is learning about the pnimius of Torah. He calls it the pnimim of Torah for some reason. It means the pnimius of Torah. The pnimius of Torah means the Kabbalah of Torah. And then he continues to say the reason why it's so popular because you don't have to work hard to learn. We have to work just as hard to learn the pnimius of Torah as you do to have to learn the Baba Basra. I don't know why that changes. Then he goes into saying that the Nia Hasidus doesn't require a kiyum of mitzvahs. It's much easier. You just have to have joy. You don't have to care about the Shulchan Aruch, which is of course a pikusish concept. Everything depends on mitzvahs. Everything depends on kiyum of mitzvahs. And the pnimius of Torah depends on kiyum of mitzvahs. And then it describes it as a meeting every Rosh Chodesh where everybody brings his guitar to play. It's another definition of Nia Hasidus. It's not clear what exactly it means. It's like, oh, fluff. You know, just people want to feel good. It says itself. It says in the article that nowadays people expect excitement from sports and movies, and they want to have excitement from religion also. So it's like a way of getting excitement out of Yiddishkeit is by wearing payas and wearing a shtreimel, whatever it is, feeling being different, exotic, and getting excitement. You get excitement by verbringing, having friends, singing to late hours. But all of that starts with Tom Chitin Vayla B'Sodim. It starts with learning the pnimius of Torah, the pnimim of Torah. And he ends with singing and from banging. It's not exactly clear what the definition of Chassidus is, but one thing is clear is that it's indicative that there's a lack among the youth. The article is written about the modern Orthodox youth. It's true about everybody. It's true about every branch of Yiddishkeit. There's a lack of a feeling of a connection with the kavone, called the pnimius, the kavone of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are chitzonistic, too chitzonistic, and we're not connected to the inner mitzvahs of Torah. The inner mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that deal with our regesh, with our feeling, we're not connected with it. And people feel bad about that. This some of these people, misguided people, think that by taking a guitar to a Farbrengi Rosh Chodesh or by traveling to Uman, which is just commercialized insanity, that's how you're going to feel a pnimius of Torah. That's how you're going to feel a connectedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's lacking. That's lacking, that we are becoming a nation of Eidi Hashem, with Mitzah Noshim L'Moda. It's nothing that modern, it's nothing a problem of modern Orthodox or old Orthodox. It's a problem that started with Yeshayahu HaNovi, who told the Jews, Hani Yesif L'Hakaz Om Haflev Ofele, Klal Yisrael is going to have to suffer tremendously. Because they do things, mitzvahs are noshim l'moda. Mitzvahs just l'moda. But you don't have to go to learn stories about the Baal Shem Tov or other. He brings the assembly of Hutner and of Kut became Hasidim also. That's part of the Hasidic tradition, they say. And so scarred with inaccuracies, the article. What they were trying to do, Rav Kook and Rav Hutner, what they were trying to do is to infuse pnimius, a little inside, a little kavone into what we're doing by understanding what mitzvahs are, what a yom tov is, by appreciating Shabbos, by making it into something inner. That's something which, as I said, it started with Yishayahu HaNovi and it's nagia to every moment, every day, and we suffer from that tremendously. Yiddishkeit, in a society where everything is taken easy, everything is instant, and there's no hard work. And if there's any hard work, it goes against the culture of the whole society. You have to sit back and enjoy yourself and have instant gratification. And the same thing with going to shul, instant gratification. Like someone told my brother once, he's a rabbi in Atlanta, and he used to come to shul at Yom Kippur once a year, every year, and he stopped coming. My brother asked him, how come you stopped coming? He says, I came every year. He says, and I see it's the same tunes every year. Kol Nidre, it's the same song every year. Why should I come? Because he came to shul for entertainment. That's the same thing. Sports, like it says in this article, sports and movies give excitement. People expect it from religion. So excitement, an instant gratification, no hard work. And of those who learn, see this, okay, he's still learning, concentrating. But those who expect to get instant gratification with a rikud and with a fabrim, with this, that's the problem. That's what creates the mitzvahs on Hashem l'modot, is that we're looking for just externalities. We're not looking for anything inner. We're not looking for any true meaning because we're not ready to think, to understand, to realize how it applies to our lives. So I want to point out what our chiyuvim are in the pnimius of mitzvahs, the inner meanings of mitzvahs. What do we mean by inner meanings of mitzvahs? Doing a mitzvah with inner machshoveh. Here we have aloche in chayi odam. It can't be more a tradition of learning Torah. And non-chassid is in the chayi odam, is not a chassid. In Simen Samach, Klal Samach Ches, there's a whole simen, the things that you have to be careful when you do a mitzvah. Yeah. So, yes, certain halachas that affect all mitzvahs, like Yimachim, all mitzvahs, as the Veloitase. But the certain things that are Negea, in this simen, Klal Samach Ches, that would change our lives if we keep them. Not necessarily the order I have them here, but first of all, let's take a mitzvah like Zrizim Maginim the mitzvahs. You have to do everything early. You have to do as quickly as possible a mitzvah. You have to do it Zrizus, with excitement. You have to walk into a base, close to a base HaKnesses, you're supposed to hurry before you come to Beis HaKnesses. It says you should run, but at least hurry. Next, come close to Beis HaKnesses, you should hurry when you walk to Beis HaKnesses. Why? Because the chitzonius is ma'ir the pnimius. When you do something externally, it's ma'ir your thought. You should do every mitzvah. You should try. You have to mechavim when you do a mitzvah. If it's a deraisa, mitzvah tzrich is kavonah. If you don't have kavanah to be yotze, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. That's why there's an inyan to say, hin mechav mekayim mitzvah beri. Like we say before davening, you don't have to say the Hashem Yichud. Those words, Hashem Yichud, like Vira says, we shouldn't say because we know what it means. We might have the wrong kavanah. But hin mechav mechayim mitzvah zu. Like we do when we put on tefillin. You should be saying, when you do a mitzvah, because you have to be get yourself with your kavana. You have to do a mitzvah with kavana. And you have to do a mitzvah b'simcha. A simcha is a mitzvah. To do mitzvahs b'simcha, tachas asher lo evato, Hashem lokecha b'simcha, v'tumleba merayv koil, which Arizal says, you have to be happy when you do a mitzvah. It has to be worth happier than if you find all the pleasures and the pleasures and the precious stones in the world. Ein shchina sheirem ter simcha shal mitzvah. The shchina sheirem when you do something with happiness, with joy. You have to do something with a joy. Kriya Shema. We do two mitzvahs d'oraisa every day. Kriya Shema. You have to do it with simcha. Besides thinking of what you're saying, besides the kavone, and the mitzvah tzichus kavone, why do we stop a few seconds before we say Kriya Shema? Not like Balabatim, immediately say Kriya Shema. We stop a couple seconds before we say Kriya Shema because mitzvah tzichus kavone. Before you do a mitzvah d'oraisa, you have to be mechaven, and be mechaven to be yetze. Benching is a mitzvah d'oraisa if you hate. G'day Sviya. You have to be mechaven, and be mechaven to be mekayim, the mitzvah. You have to do it b'simcha. So I'm telling you, posh things, kavone and simcha, and zrizus. Train yourself to do things energetically, enthusiastically. You don't have to learn chassidus for this. It's right there, right in front of your noses in the Beis Medrash. When you do the mitzvah, mechaven, kavone, simche shel mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Chayodim brings it as a mitzvah. He brings it in Shulchan Aruch. It's not a midas chassidus. It's brought in his list of halachas. And you have to run. I told you to a mitzvah. And you have to do a mitzvah with ahava and with yiro. Avas Hashem, what does that mean? You shouldn't do a mitzvah for any sham, for COVID. You shouldn't do a mitzvah because of any interest. You should do a mitzvah simply because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do this mitzvah. It shouldn't be something to be yotze, something to get rid of. It shouldn't be a maso. It should be a joy, something that makes you happy, like doing something for your beloved. It's a pleasure. That's how we have to do mitzvahs. You have to be mishtekik to do a mitzvah, to do nachas ruach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who commanded us to do the mitzvah. He wants this mitzvah. He wants us to do it. He wants us to make kiddush. And all, even the rabbanon, he wants us to do. Every mitzvah, to daven, we have to do it with simcha. Imagine, now all the things that we listed here, ava yiro, and to do things with yiro means, even if you do mitzvahs stoke, keep it over aim, which al pisechel you realize you're supposed to do it. You have to be stoke because someone is poor, you have to be kind and keep it over aim. You have to be grateful to your parents for your life that they gave you. All of these things, gezel, not stealing, all of these things you shouldn't do it because your seichel tells you, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to do it. That's the Chayyim. No, so just he lists here about 25 qualities of mitzvahs, the Chayyim. I mentioned a few, mentioned three or four. If you just concentrate, first of all, learn the simon and the Chayyim Kal Samaches. And a few things, just be mechaven to be yetzah mitzvah, to do it be simche, to do it be zrizus, and to do it by Avo, and to do it by Yiro, mitech Yiro. Another Indian is, he says, let's spend money on a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah costs you money, be ready to spend money for it. That's why it's a mitzvah, it used to be always a mitzvah in shuls that they should sold aliyahs. People should get into the habit of spending money for a mitzvah. If it comes a lulav or an esrog or anything else, it sits as but feeling, be ready to spend money, be investing your money to buy yourself a kosher pair of tzitzis and a kosher pair of tefillin. This is how we would have. We would just keep this. A litvish is safer. You don't be a chassid, be a chayodah. It's a halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch, psuka in the Torah, that you have to mitzvahs mitach simcha, mitach av, mitach yir, mitach zrizus, mitach kavona. Simple things, I mentioned there's four or five of them. Learn through Simcha Samaches and Chayodam, and Taka, that article is right, we're Taka losing, we're missing kavona, we're missing the inner dimension of Torah mitzvahs, we're missing it. Because everything else is superficial, everything else is instant, everything else doesn't require thought. Everything else is just doing everything on the go. Not concentrate anything, we never analyze anything anymore. Just do whatever we have to do. Superficially to be yetze, it reflects in the way we do mitzvahs also. The Al Kulam, in spite of the article, the way to get to all of these madregas, Ave, Yire, Zrizus, is by Yigia Sater. You don't know why completely. It's a fact though. Yigia Sater, work hard in Torah, transforms a person. If not, that the Torah tells it is such a mitzvah, you'll never be able to invent such a mitzvah. As a mitzvah to be yegiah in Torah lishmo, for its own self, the etzim yegiah in Torah transforms a person. It's the involvement of your whole self, which goes into yegiah satorah. Your whole, when you think of something, you're trying to figure something out, you're totally involved in it. You don't hear what's taking place outside. If you're really involved, you don't hear things. Because the involvement in Torah, the involvement and the joy of learning is so comprehensive. It takes your whole being is involved in it, that you don't hear anything else. And when your whole being gets involved in even of Torah, in working to understand something, that is Mekadesh you. You are involved in finding out Rotzon Hashem. You become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You become an Oyev of Hashem, a Yoreh Hashem. This does everything. It makes everything about you. It does all these madrigas of the Chai Odom descend upon you all at once. That's the koyach of Amelus in Torah. Amelus doesn't mean be Mechadish Kedushim. Although the way to be mechadish is amelus, but amelus haTorah means figuring out even a gilsa. Chaim Voloshin says, if you figure out that a gilsa in the Gemara, a rishon is wrong, there should be another letter there, that are missing, that's also called amelus haTorah. Anything that requires thinking and yigi and figuring it out, that's called amelus haTorah. Amelus isn't anything. You can learn chumash with amelus haTorah. Everything you daven with amelus haTorah. Everything you learn should be with yigiyah, with iyun. That's how we shtay. That's how we grow. That's how we become emes avodas Hashem. That's how we have simcha in our avodas Hashem. That's how we become pnimiyistik people. That's the pnimiyistik people. Is the people that have a kesher with Torah, with Iyun. And if you can't have with Gemara, some people are not zeichet to have a kesher with Gemara, and the Pnimi isn't understanding it well. Those they're not in yeshivas, but we're talking people that can't have a kesher with Gemara, have a kesher with something else, have a kesher with Chumash, have a kesher with Halachas, have a kesher with anything, with davening. But it has to be with Pnimiyus, with Yigiyah, not superficial. There's no instant solution to coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means going against the grain. I mean, the hepech, a person wants to be self-centered, and a person wants to be lazy, and a person doesn't want to work hard. And the only way to grow is by readiness to work hard and going against the grain. And thinking and doing a mitzvah b'kavone in Yigiyah Sater. So that's really the question. The question is a very, very valid question. Our generation doesn't have Pnimius. Doesn't have Pnimius. A generation needs Pnimius, but it's up to us to do it, especially. Yeshiva is the engine for Klal Yisrael. You will become the leaders of Klal Yisrael, whether you'll be Balabatim or Rabbonim or wherever you'll be. But you'll be the leaders because you'll be the learned chelik of Klal Yisrael, the learned chelik of Klal Yisrael, the intellectuals. They'll be the leaders in whatever capacity you spend your lives in. But you'll be the leaders, you'll be the models for everyone else because you'll be the learned people. And you have to learn to do mitzvahs and learn Torah with a pnimius, with an inner meaning, with an inner feeling that comes from doing things with kavone and zrizus and ahava and yiro and everything else that the Chayyodah mentions in this Siman Samaches Val Kulom, by having time to be learned Torah mitoch yigiyah. That's the answer. The question is a very strong one, a very valid one for our time. But the answer doesn't lie in easy gimmicks or in learning something that makes you something. You know what Chassidus is to many people? Something you don't understand. So if you don't understand, you say, wow, that's deep. And if it's deep, so you say, oh, I had a real religious experience because I came into contact, it's beyond my comprehension. That's what it amounts to. Learning something that you can't understand, that itself makes it you, that you did something unbelievable. But that's just the excitement of the emotions. It doesn't last. It doesn't change a person. It's illusion. It's living in a fantasy. But the reality, the real life, the real growth is exerting effort to be mechaber, exerting effort to do things with kavanah, with your inner being. That's the way to grow. Not to let things float by, but to do things with an inner kavanah. Whatever you do with the inner kavanah, davening with the kavanah, mitzvahs with the kavanah. We have all these mitzvahs every day, the raisa that we do. And the rabbanans, the whole days are full of mitzvahs. Besides Talmud Torah, do it with an inner kavanah. And that's how we, at least, will not suffer from this malaise of being unmoved by Torah, not feeling connected by Torah. What happens is that people are lazy to exert any effort, and then they say, how come I don't feel any emotion when I do mitzvahs? It's their fault. They're not ready to exert any effort. Without effort, you remain as you were. You have to be ready to exert effort. Exert effort in kavunah, exert effort in simcha of a mitzvah, exert effort in zrizus, effort, working hard. If you're not working hard, you're not doing the right job. If you're relaxing, it's good for a vacation, but it's not good for someone who wants to grow in ruchnis. That's this article. Yeah, the article is very, very superficial. I told somebody it's fluff. But the idea that this problem exists, and it certainly exists, is something that's worthwhile to take into account and to examine ourselves and to make sure that we don't fall into the same trap of living a life of a superficial Yiddish guy with mitzvah, noshim, l'moda, living a life with yigiyah, with changing, with pnimius, with entering into the kavone that goes behind every mitzvah.